Alaska isn't home to nearly as many invasive plants as the lower 48 states, but they are beginning to creep in. An invasive aquatic plant is invading a waterway near North Pole. During a plant survey in 2010, specialists discovered Elodia in China Slough. This summer, the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District is testing an eradication method. KUAC's Emily Schwing joined the team in the slough.
Everyone eventually vacuums the living room carpet, the kitchen floor, even the inside of the car, but it's not often that you find a group of plant specialists vacuuming the mucky bottom of a slough.
Kind of experimenting with the best technique to actually suck up the plant, because they want to remove the roots too, or it'll just regenerate.
On any other day, Jonathan Lyon, a recreational miner, would have his portable suction dredge out in search of gold. But today he's using it to help the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District suck up an invasive plant called Elodia. In dark green chest waders, Lyon is down on his knees in China Slough, guiding green plants and brown muck into a long underwater tube.
I was happy to do it because it's kind of a chance to do something on the front lines of conservation, literally on the front line.
If it seems like Lyon is talking about waging war, that's because he kind of is.
Next summer, we're going to be in the slough. We're going to have suction dredges. It's going to be loud.
Darcy Echeverry is an invasive plant specialist with the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District, and she's leading the charge against Elodia.
We're going to be asking landowners along the slough for access to their property so we can take equipment in and out, and maybe even asking for landowners to help dispose of the material that we're dredging out. And getting agency support is huge. You know, we're the Soil and Water District here in Fairbanks. We need the resources of the Department of Fish and Game, the Department of Transportation.
Elodia has taken root over approximately 10 miles, or nearly 55 acres, of China Slough. This particular species is native to North America, but its range only extends to southern British Columbia. It has small, bright green leaves in groups of three all along its stem. It can withstand the harsh interior Alaskan winter, and in some cases, it's been known to grow under ice cover. If the plant breaks apart, it can sprout new roots from the broken stem, which means it spreads quickly and easily.
Well, it's already in the China River as well. It's in very small patches there, but if that infestation grew, that could really impact the salmon habitat. The China and the Salcha River are major Chinook salmon spawning streams of the Yukon River drainage. And who knows, all the sloughs that are tributaries of the Tanana and the Yukon River where this plant could move into, because it's constantly spreading downstream.
Elodia is a popular plant to add to home aquariums, and it's likely someone dumped their fish, plants, and gravel into China Lake within the last decade. It's a story Rick Johnson has heard before. He's the Noxious Weed Control Coordinator for Thurston County in Washington State. In 1997, Brazilian Elodia was found in the Chehalis River, and it was up to Johnson to eradicate it.
It was something we couldn't ignore because it could no longer even get across the river. It was you could nearly walk across the river in like snowshoes or something. It was that invasive, and it wiped out all the other native plants. And it started to affect the temperature of the water because the water slows down. It just can't flow as fast as it needs to, and the oxygen depletes.
Johnson is in Fairbanks to advise the development of a comprehensive plan to remove Elodia from area waterways. He used the suction dredging method on the Chehalis to remove more than 300,000 pounds of plant material. On the upside, he says Elodia makes great compost. Darcy Echeverry hopes to make it available for Fairbanks area gardeners beginning next summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.